Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you have heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. For our big blockbuster special this week, and this week only, Heist Health Clinic will be offering a quick check for any new QRA clients for only $99. Again, this special is only for our WTLN listeners. You don't have to come in this week, but you will at least need to call and get your quick check scheduled for a future date. This quick check for new QRA clients has never been offered before, and I'm doing it in honor of May's Mental Health Awareness Month. To schedule your appointment, call Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number is 407-677-1660. Dr. Heiss is back in the studio joining me today. Welcome back, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Now, you've got something that you would like to do today. Tell us about what you have in mind and why.
Well, you've got a story that you can tell that's going to really resonate with a lot of listeners. And I just feel that they need to hear it because it'll encourage them greatly. And, you know, we all have many times critical points in our life that are life-changing that can really have a catalytic effect on changing the direction of our life. And we all know that as Christians, the Lord's got a plan, and he uses sometimes the good, the bad, the ugly to get us to move in the direction that he wants us to go.
Yes, he does.
And, you know, of course, I had some difficulties. My father died of cancer and had a brother passed away from cancer. I had that back in 2004, and that was really the catalyst to get me thinking outside the box. And I went and found the researcher, Dr. Marshall, and then continued that. And that's been a tremendous help for me. Here I am, retired, and praise God, I'm feeling great. But I have to take my nutrients. Nevertheless, I am so grateful that you let me turn the tables around here a little bit today and ask you about your past. I mean, there's things that are life-changing in all of our lives, and I think that you've got a story that you can tell that would be encouraging to our listeners today about your past. And I'd like to first ask you, Renee, how did you really get interested in alternative medicine?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I think back to when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my mom would bring home, you know, different potato chips. We didn't eat a lot of junk food, but, you know, I do remember certain potato chips would give me headaches and certain ones wouldn't. So I asked my mom one day, why is that? And she's like, I don't know. So when I went to the grocery store with her the next time, I told her, you go ahead, I'm going down to the chip aisle. So I took the ones I knew would give me a headache and compared it to the ones that didn't. And what I saw was that there was the MSG and the one that did give me the headache. So that actually made me realize that, hey, there's, you know, something going on here that they're putting in the food that is not reacting well with my body and probably others also. And then after college, I actually started managing and running health clubs, and it just felt really good to help other people feel better. after, it was probably in my 20s, mid-20s, my mom suddenly came down with asthma. I mean, just out of the blue. She'd been healthy all her life. And, you know, my question was why.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't for lack of antibiotics or lack of steroids, there which is go. What they were giving her. So I actually went to a bookstore and bought a vitamin book. And, you know, very thick. I read it cover to cover, every vitamin and what it would help to try to find something natural that would help make her healthy again. You know, and then in 2010, I started listening to Dr. Marshall on the radio.
Oh.
And it made sense. It made a lot of sense. And I kept saying, you know what? You know, that he's got something there.
How about that?
So that's... you know, I had listened probably for 2.5 years and researched you for 2.5 years before I actually made the decision to come in as a patient.
Well, I know that you have shared with me a little bit about, even as late as last night when we were preparing for this today, a little bit of your past. But what are some of the health problems that you suffered from?
What got me in the door were migraines, and I had started migraines back in my 20s, but they had slowly progressed and gotten worse and worse. And I was at the point where I was, you know, taking migraine pills. It wasn't necessarily touching it, or I could somewhat function. But I think the turning point was that when I had a migraine for 4 solid days and couldn't get out of bed to shower or to brush my teeth, called my doctor and they wanted to change the medication. And I just the thought of more medication, you know, didn't sit well with me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he offered Botox. We've got Botox for migraines, $1,500. Uh-huh. Insurance doesn't cover it. And I was like, gosh, I haven't been to work in 4 days. And even when I do go to work, I can only work a maximum of 5 hours, you know, a day.
Wow.
And that was only about 3 days a week. So I was like, you know, let me think about it. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, yeah, it would get me back to work. But I already felt real toxic and just thought I couldn't put any more toxins in my body. So I called your office and said, hey, can he help with migraines? And they said, absolutely. So I came in, had a migraine that day, had no business out on the road driving, but it, you know, I went home that day and I had such a number of things that were wrong. Everybody wants to say, hey, what'd you do or what was it? You know, there was no one certain thing. I had to do mud packs, so I went home and did a mud pack, took some nutrients, climbed back in bed, and got up the next day and you know, haven't had a migraine since then. But at the same time, for over 20 years, I had been suffering with deep depression and anxiety and chronic fatigue. I mean, it was not uncommon for me. If I wasn't at work, I was sleeping. And so, you know, I was only working 3 days a week. So the other days I was sleeping 20 hours a day.
Wow.
And, you know, when I was up for that other 4 hours, I really wasn't up. It was usually just, you know, on the couch in the same room as the family. But, you know, having working the program over about a period of a year, I was able to wean off all of the medication that I was on and no longer suffered with the depression or the anxiety. So, you know, that being Mental Health Awareness Month, you know, I really want people to understand that, you know, whether it's you or your family or your friends or your coworkers or whoever, that this isn't something that you have to live with forever, and it's not something that you have to suffer with.
And that there is, as you've pursued an alternative approach, there is a way of being able to solve the problem rather than cover it up.
Absolutely.
Right? And this is interesting that you want to share something like that during this month. And it's kind of unique. And I know you realize that there are a lot of people who suffer from hormonal imbalances and the way that that, and particularly in a female, affects the brain, the neurotransmitters, the limbic or emotion centers in the brain. And it can create problems with the periods.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and wasn't that something that you had noticed a lot of difficulties with?
Too? I did. I mean, my whole life I had issues, yeah. You know, with a regular period and just never knew when or if it was coming.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so many things, but it affects, you know, not just the women too, but it also affects the men.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know, and a
yeah.
lot of people, they don't talk about it, and I didn't talk about it because, you know, there is still a certain stigma attached to it,
right.
And you know, people kind of want to shy away from you. In fact, I really never came out with my story until probably about 2 or 3 years ago, when a very good friend of mine, he was a male, committed suicide, and I realized at that time, you know what, You know, there are other ways. I needed to let people know that, you know, this is not something that you have to live with, and you have yeah. to keep with, you know, to yourself, and you have to just survive daily. You know, it definitely affects everybody.
And I don't know whether our listeners maybe have this, would agree with me, but, you know, as Christians, we have a tendency to be hard on ourselves if we struggle with depression, anxiety, and mood changes. And it isn't necessarily a spiritual problem.
Exactly. And that's for so long, when I, you know, was at my deepest and darkest, which was many, many years, you know, I would just immerse myself in the Word. And if yeah. if I couldn't read, then I was listening to WTLN or watching on TV. And you would hear some, you know, pastors. Bible mm-hmm. teachers that, you know, you could tell they had never experienced yeah. true anxiety or panic attacks or depression. And they would say, you know, you're not praying enough, or you're yeah. not reading enough, or you're not believing enough.
Right.
And that truly is not the case. It definitely was not the case for me. And then they would almost question, you know, hey, are you really and truly saved? And, you know, so then you question Ooh. Yourself, but yet I knew that I was. And, you know, but still, it makes you feel bad. And it does make you question yourself. And then you feel like, yeah, you can't talk about it. In fact, when I finally came out with my story, I had friends that I had been very good friends with for 15 years that had no idea that I had ever suffered yeah. with depression or anxiety.
Suffer silently, huh?
And a lot of people don't know, because I would put makeup on, dress, you know, put yeah. my best clothes on, always look my best when I went out of the house and yeah. put on a good face.
Yeah.
You know, unless a migraine hit me, and then I'd still do the best I can. But there's a lot of people out there that are suffering very quietly, and it's not about your spirituality. Yeah,
yep.
Sometimes the anxiety can kick in, you know, if we are doing something we shouldn't be, you know, but that's easy to correct.
And, of course, please understand, 1 Thessalonians 5 teaches that we are tripartite. We are made spirit, soul, body.
Mm-hmm.
Body, soul, spirit. Body is, of course, the physical, corporal part. But there is a chemical component to that, and it's like a triangle. The body physical, the chemistry of the body, which is affected by a number of different things, but it's a biochemical imbalance. It could be diet-related, could be trauma-related to the head, which alters absorption capabilities in the gut, throws the chemistry out of balance.
Yeah.
But that physical part does influence chemistry all the way to the neurotransmitters and the proteins in the brain. And now, of course, a person's under stress. There's the soul,
mm-hmm.
you know, the stress circumstances. That can contribute to not just alterations in the spiritual dimensions of our life, peace, love, joy, etc., and the ability of the Holy Spirit to work those characteristics of the Spirit. But also, that can come around, and in this tripartite nature, body, mind, spirit, that can have an effect on the chemistry of the brain as well. So you are a very significant example of that. As much as you are trying to obey and walk in obedience to the Lord, there is still that struggle. I remember
yeah.
years ago, I have six daughters, now they're all raised, but going through the process of developing a practice and having long hours, I got myself out of balance chemically,
mm-hmm.
and it really affected me. affected me so much so that when I'd be up in the morning getting dressed and getting showered, ready to go, I'd have to really work hard on my thoughts in order to try and get into control, get into mode so that I can go to the office. And it turned out to be a chemical imbalance in my system.
Yep.
And eventually got it fixed. So I can relate with that, but I certainly didn't have as much as it. So many people have stress problems. And if it doesn't come from the body physical, it does affect the physical body. It can start in the spirit or start in the mind.
Exactly. And what,
let me just say this. David, his bones waxed old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a case of physical maladies. Why? Because he suffered from guilt.
Yeah.
There's that relationship of the spirit and the body physical. So it's not always guilt. It's not always sin. It's not always not concentrating and meditating upon the word. It can come from the body being out of alignment. You just got to fix it. But thankfully, it's attached to the brain. We can get that emotion center straightened out. So if any of you are having problems with that, I would definitely encourage you to get checked with Heist Health Clinic and let Renee get you tested and find out what can be done. Because that, particularly in women, they're more sensitive because of the chemistry of the brain, and that can really have an effect on them.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that you know, the doctors, when you go in, they will treat you for, you know, with serotonin, you know, drugs.
Right.
And 80% of our serotonin resides within our gut.
Yeah.
And so if that's not working properly, then it definitely has an effect.
Chemicals. That's what our thoughts are in the brain. They're actually chemicals, but they have the basic building blocks for those chemicals, neurotransmitters, are actually nutrients that come from the gut.
Absolutely.
Have to be absorbed. Well, let's go on. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the types of health problems that you see amongst the many patients that you see on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, people usually come in once they've just exhausted every other option. And and it's like it's kind of like their last resort, you know, and I was the same way. It was a lot like me, last resort, you know, but they've got, you know, fatigue, hormone issues, digestive issues, you know, they're not able to sleep. But, you know, just like I was, people, you know, they come in because they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, that is so common, isn't it?
It is.
Can you explain how a person's helped by the treatment programs that you use? You know, we know that you're using botanicals. They're very pure material. It's so pure that these are types of products that are manufactured with such stringent standards that they're not even typically bought, you know, or able to be purchased in a health food store. But can you explain, Renee, how a person's health is helped by herbs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before the earth was made, you know, God knew exactly what we would need, whether it was 4,000 years ago or today or 4,000 years from now. Genesis 1:29 says, "I have given you the seed-bearing fruit throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food." So, you know, nothing has come as a surprise to God. Disease and sickness have already been provided for. And Amen. Ezekiel 47:12 tells us the fruit will be for the food and the leaves for the healing. And
Praise
so
God.
That's what the herbs are. They're the leaves for the healing. And, you know, once you give the body what it needs, whether it's the seed-bearing fruit or the leaves, it can pretty much overcome almost anything and everything.
So the molecules in those
herbs,
plants
yeah.
are herbs, and they come off the tree and out of the ground, and it's all God made. And if it isn't God made, it can't resonate, can it?
It cannot. The body doesn't recognize it. A chemical might help temporarily, yeah. Which, you know, I can tell you from having the, you know, depression, and a pill would help me for a year or two, and then they'd have to switch it up.
Yeah.
But the herbs resonate with the cells, and the cells recognize it, and they eat it up. It resonates with the DNA that God gave us.
And that's just the way He made us.
Yeah.
He made us to recognize molecules that He made. He's the provider, not just spiritually, but even physically.
Yes.
And man will try and do a substitute, but it's not a cure. The only way is for the body to heal itself under God's laws by using His molecules. Does that mean everybody gets a cure? No.
No.
not that would be wonderful, but that's not realistic. Nonetheless, a lot of people are walking wounded because they have not tapped that tremendous resource within the body to be able to heal. Much like a broken bone, you can put it back in near junction, near position, and the body will take over and heal it. When it's all done, you'd almost recognize it was never broken.
That's right.
You know? Okay, so I think you just shared with me some of the more common types of conditions that you see in the practice. There is a wave, and I think you'd recognize this, but I certainly would recognize, I've been in practice so many years, there is a wave of movement of people experiencing alternative medicine as a treatment for health problems, and possibly because of the information on the internet. You know, people have a lot more access. I know years ago I used to talk with elderly folks and share with them, based upon a test result, what can be done using molecules. And they would oftentimes say, well, let me check with my doctor. Now these doctors are themselves going back and studying alternative medicine because they're finding that more and more people want the natural treatment. They want the cure.
So wonderful.
Yeah. So with regards to doing a natural treatment, I know that there are people suffering from autoimmune. I know you're familiar with that. Maybe some of our patients are familiar with that.
Yeah.
What would you expect with the treatment of alternative medicine for dealing with autoimmune diseases?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things turn around. Both my girls, that work for me, when they came in, they had autoimmune. One had Hashimoto's, one rheumatoid arthritis. And I love them because of that, because they've done the QRA program, and it made a world of difference and turned everything around. And, you can call them and talk to them about their situation. They'll be more than happy to share. But when people come in and they say, I've been diagnosed with this or that, I don't concentrate on the diagnosis. It's not, this is different than I'm giving you a pill for a headache.
So it's not a cookie cutter solution.
It's not a cookie cutter solution. What I do, I listen to you and what your problems and situations and concerns are. But more than anything, I listen to what your body tells me. Autoimmune is just when your immune system starts attacking the healthy cells.
Yeah.
By mistake, obviously, but it's an obvious sign that your body is out of balance and needs support.
And it's an inflammatory response at the gut. Here we go. We're back at the gut again. Mm-hmm. As somebody, I know most of our listeners have probably heard the saying that says, as the gut goes, so goes your health.
Yes.
And the gastric system is critical to the creating of molecules, to the absorption of molecules, and also to trying to selectively absorb just the nutrients and keep out the toxins and the poisons. Which then leads me to the question, well, what about alternative medicine and its effect on inflammatory diseases?
Yeah, and inflammation it's almost like an allergic reaction of the body. There's always an underlying cause, and it almost always is gut related. But there can be other issues, such as, like you said, the previous head trauma, which can sedate the digestive system, or maybe there are food or chemical sensitivities, even an overabundance of toxins. But either way, it usually boils down to the digestive system, and when we start fixing that and working on it, everything starts to calm down and you start reducing all that inflammation.
And along with that, do you find yourself having to counsel your patients on diet and how to eat things?
And they do. And some people don't want to hear it. But, the bottom line is, if you eat things, like white flour, white sugar, artificial sweeteners, those are all pretend foods. And pretend foods can only give you pretend health.
Yeah.
I always like to say, you can't expect to look or feel like $1 million if you're eating from the dollar menu. So there's going to have to be some changes. It's completely up to you as to whether that's something you want to undertake. But a lot of times, even if you don't change initially, when people start feeling better, they end up losing those cravings.
Well, I would love to be able to continue on. I've got many other questions and things I'd like to talk with you about, but I guess we're running out of time, and I wanted to be able to ask more about things that our listeners have difficulties with, like fibromyalgia and arthritis and dermatitis and colitis and bronchitis, these inflammatory problems. What would you do? How would you do it? And I don't think we've got the time to do it today, and I need to ask you other important questions. So maybe you'll let me come back, and we'll continue this.
Absolutely.
As soon as possible. Okay. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, Dr. Heiss.
Thank you so much for being able to share with us. I know I'm so thankful you're a part of this contribution to the community using quantum reflex analysis and the work of Dr. Marshall. Thank you.
Thank you. You have been listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. For our blockbuster special this week and this week only, Heiss Health Clinic will be offering a quick check for $99 for any new QRA clients. You don't have to come in this week, but you do want to schedule an appointment. And you can schedule that appointment by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. I expect it to be very busy this week, so leave your name and number, and I promise we'll get back to you. Or you can email me at cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Health Line. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Health Line with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.